Pauli wrote to Fears one day, he says, "I myself am not only Kepler, but I am also Flood. In me, both these antagonists rage and battle. I sense in me that my unconscious is trying to reconcile the seemingly unreconcilable viewpoints of alchemy and physics by producing images to me which come out in my dreams." And he wrote in the same letter that, "In my search for the process of unifying these two aspects of me, I've only made a partial success. Nevertheless, my first partial success involved a dream." Now, can you guys out there guess what this dream was of? Let me give you a hint. A dream of an exotic woman. He found Chinese women with their slanted eyes very, very exotic. He called them slit-eyed Chinese. And these women would appear in his dream. And later on in that same dream, or in other dreams that he was to have, another character would appear, a man who he labeled as the light-dark man, because sometimes he'd be light in color of skin and sometimes dark in color of skin. And this light-dark man, after all, light and dark are opposites, was the merger of the opposites that he himself was struggling with. I mean, you gotta admire this. I mean, what could be more simple than the merging of opposites than to have a guy who's got light skin and dark skin in his dream? Pretty convincing symbol, I would say. Anyway, when Pauli, in one of his dreams, during a time of severe depression, just after he returned to Switzerland after a short stay in the United States, just after the World War II had ended, he had become very depressed, and he lost all of his craving, his zest, his desire to keep doing modern physics. And during this severe depression, he then dreamed of a character that he called the Persian, which he then recognized that this Persian was nothing more than his previously dreamt light-dark man. And first, Pauli tells us this story about this Persian. He says, "I come to my former home, and I see this dark-skinned young man whom I recognize is the Persian, and he's putting objects into the house, into my house, through the window. I wonder, why is he doing that? I make out a circular piece of wood and several letters." That's interesting, too, because the letters are, remember, symbolic of Aleph, Beit, Gimel, remember all that. "Wood and letters. Then he approaches me in a friendly manner, and I start to talk to him. I say to him, 'What's going on? You're not allowed to go in the house? You're not allowed to study?' For me, going into the house and studying were the same. And the Persian says, 'No, no, no, no. Therefore, I only study in secret.' And Pauli says, 'Well, what are you studying?' And the Persian says, 'You. I'm studying you.' And Pauli says, 'You are speaking to me in a very sharp voice, and I'm not happy about that.' And the Persian says, 'I speak as someone to whom everything else has been forbidden. I speak as someone to whom everything else has been forbidden.'" In other words, here's this light-dark man, this Persian, this character, who has been pushed down into the murky depths of Pauli's unconscious and not allowed to surface. And Pauli then says to him, "Oh," having learned some Jungian psychology, he says, "Are you my shadow?" And the Persian says, "I am between you and the light. So you are my shadow, not the reverse." Now, Pauli is really thrown by this, because the dream is telling him that his whole objective reality is merely a shadow of a deeper, more mystical, more spiritual reality. The light-dark man is beginning to share with him the technology of God, and Pauli is still, you know, hesitant about this. This is kind of frightening. So Pauli finally says, "Well, do you study physics at least? You know, do you understand physics? I mean, you know, do you or do you not?" And the light-dark man, the Persian, says, "There, your language of physics is too difficult for me. But I want to tell you something else. In my language, you don't understand physics at all. Now, Paulie is really shook up by this. He's the smartest physicist alive. You know, he's really witty. He puts down others. He's being put down by the light dark man who tells him, you don't even understand physics. So this is giving Paulie a hint that there's a deeper reality, a subjective physics reality that Paulie needs to come in contact with. And when he does, if he's willing to, it's going to take a brave step to do so, he may find out that everything he believes to be real is not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Well, Paulie's dreams are very important for us. So let me tell you now what they are signifying. There are more dreams, which I can tell you about, but let me tell you what the bottom line is. Where are we going with this? The bottom line that this light dark man is trying to tell Paulie is that what Paulie thinks is real is Maya, illusion. And even more, particularly for Paulie, who came up with the exclusion principle, even that is an illusion. And the epitome of that illusion is the notion that not only are there not separate particles and being in separate states, which is really, you know, the basis of all chemistry, but the notion of separation is something that needs to be reconsidered, particularly in our quantum physical view, in which we begin to understand that what quantum physics is telling us is non-separability, non-locality, that everything is one.